share discussing or sharing with you the 10 hindrances to answered prayer. Here is hindrance number 5, a lack of faith. Let me ask a simple question. It's a logical question. When you communicate with someone you're in relationship with or you talk to them, do you expect them to answer you? I thought so. Well, praying without believing really makes no sense. It is because you believe and trust that the God you are in relationship with will answer you. That's why you pray to him. James 1, verses 6 through 7 says, "But let him who asks in faith without doubting, for the one who doubts is like the surf of the sea, driven and tossed by the wind. For let not that man expect that he will receive anything from the Lord." So when you talk to your Heavenly Father, you should have an attitude of expectancy, like a child who asks his parents, his loving earthly father or mother, for something. A child expects daddy to provide and protect. Therefore, I say to you, all things for which you pray and ask, believe that you have received them, and they shall be granted to you. That's the word of God according to Mark 11 and 24. So again, hindrance number 5, lack of faith. If you don't believe that God hears and answers you, then of course your prayers will not be answered. Okay, because he expects you to trust him and believe that he will answer you. Until our next audio post, be prayerful and, of course, have faith that when you pray, your Heavenly Father hears you and he will answer in his timing. Until next time, bye-bye, your prayer coach.